From the studios of WHQR Wilmington, this is Coastline on Public Radio. I'm Cleve Callison. I'm sitting in today for Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, and I'm very happy to share the microphone with my guest, Celia Rivenbark. Celia is an author. She's a columnist. She's now a playwright. She's a wife and mother and writes about that very often. And if you've read any of her columns, you know she's a wonderful humorist. And I guess I really like saying New York Times bestselling author.
Oh, Celia honey, Rivenbark. I love saying that. I love hearing it. I'm not even going to lie about that.
How long were you on the bestseller list?
That's not important.
Well, I'm sorry I asked.
The point is, I was on it.
You were on it. That's right. Very good. And we invite you to become part of today's show with your call or your email. Your phone call at 910-343-1138, and we'll put you on the air with Celia. Or if you want to send us an email, it is coastline@whqr.org. Let's get right to our first caller of the day. We're going to say hello to Sarah from Wrightsville Beach. Sarah, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Well, hello. I was wondering, has Celia actually lost any friends, close friends, not fans, through things that she's written? Or is she often in a situation when a friend, something will happen, and a friend will say, you cannot write this? What happens?
Oh, Sarah, that's a great question. I have not lost any close friends over the political writings. I really haven't. I have learned that in social settings, I have some dear friends who see things differently, politically speaking, and I have just learned to hold my tongue and be a good Southerner. And and we just don't talk politics. You know, it's just better. Their friendship means the world to me. And it's just, we just kind of tiptoe. I just kind of vent my spleen in the paper.
But obviously they know what your politics are
because they're
familiar
and
with your
politics. And they love me anyway, and I love them anyway.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's good. That's what we're all about here in public radio. It's breaking down those barriers. So the number to call, 910-343-1138. Thank you very much, Sarah, for your call. And we're going to take another call here. This one is coming from Ken from let me put Ken on the air. This one's coming from Ken from Wilmington. Ken, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks. Hey, Cleve. And hi, Celia.
Hey.
I'm a California boy. I've only been out here in Wilmington for 6 years.
Oh.
Grandbabies about to hear. But
welcome.
I read your column. It's hilarious.
Aw.
And I can't believe all this. You know, and the buzz and the Star News. These guys are full of hate. I don't get it. Can't you just laugh when it's on your side? I don't get that. But I love you.
Thank you,
and
Ken.
I will continue to read everything you write.
Thank you, Ken. I really, really appreciate that support. I know what he speaks, the buzz and the Star News. For a long while was anonymous, and which I thought wasn't entirely fair. Not just about.
It's easy for people to hide behind anonymity.
Quite right. Yeah. And, you know, I you may not agree with me, but I got the guts to put my name on what I write, you know. And I have no respect for someone who tears people down anonymously. That's a big thing with me. So I prevailed upon the powers that be at the Star News to reconsider and ask people to add a name, an address, phone number, whatever, you know, to verify. If you're going to build up or tear down. You need to own it.
I'm glad you did that. I didn't realize that it was you responsible for it.
It was. I had a little bit of a hissy fit.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
A little bit.
I don't mind.
If that was a little bit, I'd hate to see what a big hissy fit would be.
You don't ever want to see that.
I didn't think so. Let me know so I can move to another county.
You asked hubby. You don't want to see that.
All right. You're listening to Coastline. Our guest is Celia Rivenbark, and we'd love to hear from you. I want to read an email which came in a minute ago. This is from Robin, who says, I have loved your column and books since living in Raleigh in the 2000s. I love your column and your wit even more now. Thank you for stepping up, still with humor and during these tough political times.
Oh, so, thanks, Robin.
Robin, thank you for that. That's a message that came in from to Coastline at WHQR.org. So let's talk about phone calls. You can enter our phone call line queue here by calling 910 343-1138. And we're going to say hello to Guy from Wilmington. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hi, Guy.
I guess I should say this afternoon, right? Good afternoon. Okay. Anyway, glad you're here, Guy.
Well, thank you. And thank you, Celia. I think you're a great writer. Don't live too far from you.
Okay.
And I have a question for you.
Sure.
If you had to leave the United States, you and your family, for whatever reason, and move to another country, which country would you choose and why?
Gosh, I have never thought about that. Now, you understand, Guy, that I'm just like Jesus. I've never lived more than 34 miles from the place I was born. So this is not something is even in my realm of thinking. I don't know. Canada, because Trudeau's super hot. I don't know. That's all I got. I'll have to ponder that, Guy.
Well, we could set up our own republic here somewhere and, you know, off the coast. Do like China, build one of those islands, you know, that they're building out there. Guy, thanks very much.
That's a great question. I have to ponder that.
Thanks very much for your call, Guy. You're listening to Coastline. Celia Rivenbark is our guest, and our phone number, 910-343-1138. You know, I'm looking for something here, if I can find it. Have you ever Googled your own name?
I have.
You have?
Yes. I'm ashamed to admit I've Googled myself repeatedly.
Okay. Well, I Googled your name. Get ready for this.
Oh, no.
And you know how Google, when you type in something, it will suggest things?
Yes.
You know, okay.
Yes.
Here are the top suggestions for you. One was just, of course, Celia Rivenbark.
Right.
Celia Rivenbark column. Celia Rivenbark husband. Celia Rivenbark books. Celia Rivenbark Trump.
Oh, wow.
That's the next one.
Wow, that's interesting.
And then the rest of them are, you know, Wilmington, Twitter, Facebook quotes.
Hmm.
And then Celia Rivenbark age.
Oh, ouch.
I'm not going to ask you about your age.
Well, you know, honey, it's in the play, and I make kind of a big deal about it in
Do
the
you?
Play. So I am 60.
Well, you're like my wife and me. We had children later on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
know.
I was 40.
I think in our case it was 40 and 42.
Right,
so.
Right, yeah.
Yeah,
well,
so
those Trump things make me think. I've been toying with the notion. A reader suggested it, actually, and I thought it was brilliant. My first book was Bless Your Heart, Tramp.
Right.
And so they're thinking I could compile these Trump columns for a certain audience that might be appreciative and call it Bless Your Heart, Trump.
There you go.
What do you think?
I like it. I like it. In fact, I was going to ask you – let's get to some more phone calls.
Okay.
But I was going to ask you about just the whole significance of when Southerners say, bless your heart.
Oh, right.
You know, that we can talk about that for an hour, I think.
Yes, we could.
But let's don't.
Okay.
this is a caller. Actually, the caller is no longer on the line, but she left a comment, so I'll read this. This is Claudia from Wilmington, who says, I know Celia switched her column to opinion to become more political. Might have been the other way around, but anyway, she did.
Mm.
Would she have done that if Trump had not been elected? And how do you get your ideas for what you write? She would love to know your process since you have such a quick wit, she says.
Oh, Claudia, so nice. No, I would not have changed gears if Trump had not been elected. I can tell you that very honestly. Trump, as any – if you watch any late show folks, you know that – and sort of Saturday Night Live and any comedians, Trump provides almost daily fodder to people like us.
Yeah.
And so
like, where
it's,
do you get
it's
your
low,
ideas?
You know, it's low-hanging fruit.
Yeah.
You know, every day there's something. And so the only problem I have, Claudia, is that my column comes out let's see, I think I write it 5 days before it actually runs in the paper. Then most papers don't run it till it's 14 days after I've written it. Now,
ooh,
this is a problem, and this is something that
because there's new stuff every
quite
day,
right,
and
quite
often
right.
It contradicts what was happening the day before.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's the problem. Not only are you having to be funny, but you're having to write something that has a shelf life of 14 days, and that's not easy.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that's something most folks don't realize. And so sometimes every now and then I will write something and you can tell, oh, this was 2 weeks ago, and I just hate that.
Now, I want to go back to something that Claudia said. Now, I like your thought about this. She said that that you switched your column to opinion in order to become more political. Was it maybe the other way around?
Right.
You just became more political and then people said you really should be on the editorial page, not the –
Right.
Not the columns page?
Right. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. And the thing is that most people who know me well know that I have always been a political junkie, big time.
Yeah.
When during the Watergate hearings, I was a mere slip of a girl, for sure, but I did hold a tape recorder microphone to the television so I could record the hearings and listen to them later. I mean, I'm a huge, huge political junkie.
Mm-hmm. Plus, I could just listen to Sam Ervin read the phone book.
Oh, so true.
Wouldn't that
so
be great?
True. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Let's say hello on Coastline to Kathy from Wilmington. She called 910-343-1138 to speak to Celia Rivenbark. Kathy, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Well, good afternoon. I just wanted to say hello. I'm Celia's Southern Flatdown sister.
Hey, Kathy, how you doing?
I'm good. And whenever we get to dinner, we always play the I'm More Southern Than You Are game. And
yes, we do.
Often
yes. Kathy is my friend, and she is one of the funniest people you'll ever meet. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Well, you must be quite a pair. Next time you get together, please wear a wire so we can record some of that.
We can speak about rural – God, that's a hard word to say – rural – folks, and you know, we really understand each other.
Thank you very much, Kathy, for your call. I appreciate it. You're listening to Coastline. That's one word I have trouble with too.
It's terrible.
The word rural.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that again. That was scary.
Yeah. The show 30 Rock did a hilarious episode about that. About a book called The Rural Juror. And the whole premise of this was nobody had seen a copy of the book, so they didn't understand what Jenna was saying, but she said, I've got a part in The Rural Juror.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And she was, interviewed by Barbara Walters, which was even worse.
That's just great comedy.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, speaking of great comedy, I'm going to read your titles are just so wonderful,
Thank you.
Of your book. The first one, is this right? The first one was Bless Your Heart, Tramp.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Shortly to come out with a different.
Bless Your Heart, Trump, yes.
Maybe so. We're Just Like You, Only Prettier.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Stop Dressing Your 6-Year-Old Like a Skank.
Right.
Bellwether, that's B-E-L-L-E, bellwether, mostly sunny with a chance of scattered hissy fits.
Yeah, going in for the strong southern thing there.
You bet. You can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. You don't sweat much for a fat girl. Ooh. Observations on life from the shallow end of the pool. And most recently, rude bitches make me tired. So are these all – I haven't read all of them, but are these collections of your columns or are they original things?
Well, yes and no, because certainly the columns kind of form the backbone of the books, but except for Rude Bitches, which that was all original material. That's an etiquette manual despite the title. And there's so many things you can say in a book you can't say in a family newspaper. Mm. So they're quite different when you see them in the book. You see they've been juiced up a lot.
Okay. We have a comment here, a message to Coastline, email to Coastline from Mimi, who says, is there any music in when you play?
Mimi, I'm so glad you asked that question.
Ah, okay.
Mimi is married to the fabulous Catesby Jones, who wrote two songs for this play. He wrote the music for both songs, and then he wrote Da Hubby Blues. And then he and I collaborated on A Millennial's Lament. And then he performs them. Catesby is a local treasure. He is singer, songwriter extraordinaire. And he agreed, because we're friends, he agreed to help me out. And when I wanted some music in the show. And it's wonderful. It's worth the price of admission to hear his music.
Okay. Thank you, Mimi, for that.
Yes. Thanks, Mimi.
Before we get to our next caller, what was I going to ask you about? No, we don't have. We do need to talk about Bless Your Heart, but let's get to our next caller. And this is the Coastline program. You're here on WHQR. Our guest is Celia Rivenbark, and our phone number is 910-343-1138. Let's say hello to Beverly from Wilmington. Beverly, welcome to Coastline. You're on the air.
Hey, Celia.
Hey, Beverly.
I read your article in Salt Magazine about Bloody Marys.
Right.
And I was in the Baltimore airport.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever been there?
I think I have, yes.
they have Chesapeake Bloody Marys with crab.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Well, if you read that article, you know I am very funny about my Bloody Marys. And I said, I don't want them with a grits cake hanging off of them. I don't want them with some link sausages hanging off of them. Just stop that foolishness right now. And I was saying, as Beverly knows, that you can get a surprisingly excellent Bloody Mary at the Wilmington Airport.
You can, but you should try that crab Chesapeake Bloody Mary in Baltimore next time you're there.
Okay. I promise I will do it just for you. I promise you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks very much, Beverly. You're listening to Coastline, 343-1138, 910-343-1138, the number to call to talk to Celia Rivenbark. Here's a message from Tom who says, Celia, I've been listening to you for 30 minutes, and I can't stop grinning and laughing.
Aww,
you're absolutely
Tom.
Delightful to hear in person.
You are so sweet to say that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Do people sort of ever come up to you and say something funny?
Yes, it's like shoot at my feet and, you know, dance, you know, and then they shoot at my feet. And I'm such a bad joke teller, so I can't remember punchlines, and so it's
yeah, but that's not the kind of humor you do.
I know, but yeah, you know,
you don't tell jokes.
But people really do sometimes say something that'll make me laugh, and I'm like, yeah. Oh, I got nothing. I'm sorry.
Well. Yeah, you could direct them to your book and
yes,
tell them how
that's
to,
a good idea.
How
I'm
they
terrible
can get all
at marketing.
The laughs they want.
I'm bad at marketing, that's for sure. I would say that.
You know, I know this because it's on your Wikipedia thing, which is that you once won a National Health Journalism Award. Right?
I did.
How did that come about?
Well, it's the funniest thing about that story is I won a national award for health writing. So a story I did about arthritis, the newest treatments for arthritis back in the day. And the funny thing about it is it was my first day at the Star News. It was the first story I ever did.
Really?
And
wow.
So, you know, I was at the Star News for 12 years as a feature writer, a copy editor, a columnist. I did a whole lot of different things. That was my very first story. And then kind of went downhill from there. That was a big award.
Well, I'll say it just took a different direction, okay?
I guess.
Yeah. Thanks to everybody who has called in here. We had a message coming in from John from Rocky Point. He didn't want to be on the air, but he says what do you think about Gen X? I thought he was talking about Generation X, but
I think he means the
state of our water supply.
Yeah. Well, John, I'm kind of scared about it, like anybody who lives here, and I have already called the guys who bring the water to your house. That's something I've never done before. So, yeah.
Where are they getting the water?
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even ask. Oh, they did start talking about reverse osmosis, and I was like, whatever, just bring it. You know, I don't need to hear all that.
Okay. Well, good. And let's see. We've got here's another message. Okay, that's the one we've already read. Okay. Mm-hmm. And let's get to a message from Susie, who says, Celia is a Wilmington treasure, and we're blessed to have her. When my house sold, thanks to her unsolicited advice, which I needed, I moved very few things, but her books came with me.
Aww.
I often send her books as gifts, and everyone loves them. Thanks for sharing your wit, talent, and compassion. Now, if she could only find me a sailor.
Susie, I'm working on it. I promise. I'm working on it. Yeah, she's delightful.
And she says, I think Bless Your Heart Trump sounds inspired.
Okay. Well, okay, so we've sold one then.
Keep it up. All right.
That's one.
Let's put that on pre-order. Get it ready to go. Bless Your Heart.
Yes. Well,
okay.
It's not.
How about that? What are the circumstances under which, for the benefit of Yankees, which Southerners say that?
Sure. The biggest misconception is that it's never correct, that it's always mean and hateful. And that's so not true. It's mean and hateful most of the time. But there's plenty of times when it's like if I said, the princess fell and broke her arm, bless her heart. That's just a nice thing to say, you know. But, certainly she's so buck-toothed she could eat an apple through a picket fence, bless her heart, is an insult in anybody's book. But we have softened it by adding those precious words.
Yeah. Okay. We'll find out more about life in the South and what it involves from an expert, Celia Rivenbark. We only have experts on this program. You're listening to Coastline. We'll be back right after this short break. Thanks for tuning in.